Gittin, Shir Ayin Al, continue, Ditsi, and Hetash Shalom, test, June 5th, 1979. Tuesday.
Of being notarized. But if it is incapable of being notarized, why? Because it doesn't have its the earmarks of the chesine of the Aedi. But if the chesine has the earmarks of the handwriting of the person who wrote it for them, or was Mikara, the Lior, so then it doesn't even represent the chesine. It cannot be considered as a chesine self. So it's not in the kasha of the Yerushalmi is mit Rabbonon, we require kim. No! According to most Rishonim by get, we don't even require kim, unless the Baal is Ma'are. But when a chesine has to represent the peculiar handwriting of the person, now the Gemara says in Gittin and Garish that it's all right for the Edim who sign the names, even not to mention the name. Let's say they'll make an X. Suppose they are literary. They cannot write Yezim Shine, but they can write an X. This is something that they learned. So that Al-Pudin is a good chesin, an X. Why? Because that X, even though he doesn't mention the name of Yezim Shine, of Yitzhak or Yaakov, just an X, anybody could write an X. The name is not even mentioned. So with Reis it's a good chesine, an X. With Reis it's a good chesine. Why? Because anybody who is familiar with the X of this person, if you look at this X, he'll be able to tell whether this X was written by the alleged witness or not, or by somebody else. So in other words, so even an X can have it in the chesine, even though the name is not spelled out. Why? How is it considered a chesine? It doesn't say Yisim Shimon, Yitzchok Yaakov. It just writes an X. But by virtue of the fact that the Avidim who will be able to recognize that X was written by Yisim Shimon and not by somebody else, so it's considered a chesine. But if it is written under such circumstances that it cannot be authenticated, it cannot be notarized, so then it doesn't have a chalei shem chesine. Chesine al-pidin consists of the fact that it has the earmarks of the chesem handwriting. Then it's considered to be a chesine. But if it doesn't have the earmarks of the chesem handwriting, it has the earmarks of somebody else who wrote it for him, or was mekara de Lior, it doesn't have any chesine. So the kasha of Yerushalmi is not, we cannot comply with the Rabbonim of King Shlosh. If it's incapable of being authenticated, of being recognized as the genuine handwriting of the alleged witness, so then it's not in chesine. It doesn't even have a chalishah chesine. If it can be authenticated, so without mentioning the name, just put down an X, if it puts down an X, it's considered a chesine. That, so what did Yerushalmi say? So in other words, it is done in such a way that it will have the earmarks of those who fill up the coin with you. We have the earmarks. So now, so the question in case where somebody else writes Besikho. For the, let's say, he writes Yitzchok Shimon, Yitzchok Yaakov, Besikho is ready. And then the Edim, who couldn't write their own names, but they Mavekumes they can. So they are Mavekumes. They are Mavekumes, and that ready, whose earmarks will this Havoraskumes, this Chesimehe, the earmarks of the handwriting of the Edim, or the earmarks of the handwriting of those who wrote the Sikha. Of course, it will have the earmarks of those who wrote the Sikha. So maybe it's not a chesed. Oh, but why can't we do the way the Yerushalmi says in the case of Mikal and Yeharok? In other words, they are like Mimali. Gishirchus Hakoyim, they are Mimali Gamle, Kol Rechav Hakera. So then it has its earmarks. So here too, let's say, if he wrote, someone wrote, let's say, with Redding. I don't have the Redding. So he wrote, let's say, with Redding. And then, with Redding, he will just be Mother Kulmes from here to here. And he will not be Mother Kulmes, I don't think. It will still be open without any way. Because, you see, when you are Mikara Miyo, and then they fill up not on the coin, so then the filling up within has their own amounts. But when somebody else writes with Redding, and then they are Mabakumes with Redding, suppose they will not be Mabakumes on the whole thing, let's say. This will be out. There will only be Mabakumes on this. But as far as this portion of the Arab is concerned, it doesn't have any earmarks of the Chesmin. It has the earmarks of those who wrote it, Bisikho. Who wrote it, Bisikho. So this is, perhaps this is how the Rambam understood this Gemara Tachites. He says, V'chipnei Shalom Idamin, just because you see that we equate Shabbos with bread. So, Nase Maise Ligabechsime, even if we say that Ksavelin is Ksav, but the earmarks will be the earmarks of the one who will be Sikro. So that's nothing with Chsime. That's nothing with Chsime. That's nothing with Chsime. Unless it will be possible, you know, to be once the atheists of their Chsime. We seek also, then they can add more, they can thicken it. So it's possible, but we cannot rely on that, that will endow it with the peculiar earmarks of the handwriting of the. Alright. Omar Achizde, Yochilne Limipsilene Likule Gita Dao. So Achizde says that he could puzzle, there is a basis to puzzle all the Gita in the world. Doesn't mean all the Gita, but I mean most of the Gita. So why? He says, Omar Rehobe my time, you and me should succeed, we cosat, we ochi, you could cosvele. So, because now the halacha in the raisa is that who has to pay the sefer's fee? The Baal. The Baal has to pay the sefer's fee. This is implicit in the kosav. In other words, the kosav means that he not only that he writes and he affects the lishmo, but he is the one who affects the writing. Now, in order to affect the writing of a get, you have to pay the sefer. So the main letter, the kosav, implies that the Baal has to pay the sefer's fee. The Baal has to pay the sefer's fee. So that's one reason as to why get, so the Baal has to pay the sefer's fee. Right? So, and many times, who pays the sefer? The Yishi. Because that's the Gemara in Borogasta, the Gemara says that the Isha can pay the same fee. Because if the Baal will always have to pay the same fee, and suppose the Isha is trying to get from the Baal, and then if the Baal will be the only one who can pay the same fee, so we'll be able to push her off, and in the meantime, she might remain Chas v'Shalom Nagore. Because I'll say, I don't have any cash with me. I can pay the seifa. Sometimes later when I have cash, so I'll tell the seifa to write it. So because of that, the Chachomim Omisakeh, that the Yishe pays the seifa's fee. They pays the seifa's fee. So many times, the Yishe pays the seifa's fee. Now the horse says, even though some Achreini are trying to be guided from the Rosh and the Rambam, and the Rambam is Chilka and the Rosh, but it's very strange that the Rambam should be Chilka and the Rosh. Anyway, the Rosh spells it out, and he says that the Hakodes Chachomim was that even if the Baal didn't pay the Sefer Sfei, so it's also, the Yishe paid the Sefer Sfei, it's also alright, but if the Baal paid the Sefer Sfei, then it's Mate, then it's even better. Chachomim, because of the Kodesh Agunes, more misakim, then they get his kosher, even if the Yishe pays the Sefer's fee. They get his kosher. But that's not the ideal situation. The ideal situation, if it can be done, the Rosh says, is that the Baal should pay. But if it's a situation the Baal doesn't want to pay, so then the Chachomim or misakim, the Yishe can also pay. But this is the ideal situation, even after the Kodesh. Is that the Baal should pay the Sefer's fee. The Rosh Rambam means that the Yishe is a Mischa Sefer. So the Assam, Nisikevim, want to be Medayik, that as a result of the Takode, this is the ideal situation. But many say, this is inconceivable, that the Chachile, the Dafke, the Yishe should pay, not the Baal. So in other words, there is no reason in the world as to why we should say that the Rambam is Chilka and the Rosh. Anyway, the Rosh says it in so many words. But as a result of that Akone, so many times, the Yishe is the one who pays the Sefer's fee, and the Torah says in Kosa, V'yochid in Kosa, so Gemara says, V'diyumo. So Rome says, V'diyumo, Akhi Akhi Rabon. So the Ramban points out, even though the Gemara uses washing V'diyumo, it doesn't mean it's so. Many times, the Gemara uses washing V'diyumo when it's Mivah. It is Mivah. So in other words, so actually after the Buddha, Hefkeh Bez Nefkeh. So in other words, so that Zeus, that the Yishe, gives the Sefer, the Chachomim, more makna to the Baal. So Melee, it's considered as if the Baal gave the Zeus to the Sefer. Actually after the Buddha, how is this in the door? The Havikim and Loi Riyu, the Hefkeh Bez Nefkeh. Well, so why do you say that you could pass up all the Gittin in the world? All the Gittin in the world? So he says, El Bel Mishim Nechsim Nosam V'yochem V'yoyilei Mideh, because there is a aloche that the Getes to be written on the parchment that belongs to the Baal. If the Get will be written on the parchment that belongs to the Yishe, it's no good, the get is possibly rising. And this is not only a requirement in get, it's a requirement in all shloki. Perhaps shloki too, that will be. But this is a requirement in all shloki. That's the Gemara before Eshes, that for from the base, the Gemara mentions the Mishnah Medias, Toshma Afwein, Alfakot Nishwein, Isam Yerushalayi, Voyo Mizok Neecho, Voyo Mal Bechob Neakva, Vikeitzi Miksav Yode, Vachin Mcheitzi, Upo Maizel Kechachom Yim Yechshavu, Vamay Bobi Yosif Amakne Vileke, Alam Mishnah Mimakne Makne. So, Teitzi applies this Mishnah in Edie, this Gemara, to Ishtore Matone, not to Ishtore Yahweh, because according to Teitzi, Ishtore Yahweh do not require Sifra Makne, only Ishtore Kine, requires Sifra Makne. So in other words, so we see that there is a loch of Sifra Makne, that the most striking, in other words, is Shtar Matone. So who executes the Shtar? The Nisim. So the Shtar Matone has to be written on parchment belonging to the Nisim. Suppose it were written on parchment belonging to the Mikabel, and the Mikabel will not transfer title in the parchment to the Nisim, then it will not be good. Because of a general principle of Sefer HaMakne, so the Mele get should not be inferior to any other statue. So here the Gemara mentions, Velam Shudich Sivinosam So the more I mention this, especially possible vinosa, that it has to be written on the parchment belonging to the Baal. But without recourse to vinosa, on the basis of the general principle of Sefer HaMakne, why is it worse? Why is it inferior to Shtamatone? So Einochaname. But by get, there are two reasons as to why it has to be written on parchment belonging to the Baal. First, the general principle, because of Sefer HaMakne, and the special halacha. Perhaps there are certain achimines. Perhaps there are certain achimines. So the more mentions, in view of the fact that by get there is a special requirement of inosa, that it has to be written on the parchment belonging to the Baal, and many times, so... Now, I just... here, when the Gemara says, Velo Mishim Tichsiv Inosa, the Gemara doesn't mean that it has to belong, that the parchment has to belong to the Baal. I'm sorry. Here, the Gemara says, Mishim Tichsiv Inosa, so the Gemara means, because it has to be Baal Sine. It has to be Baal Sine, Shein Shabbat Put. But the Mishim mentioned that the parchment has to belong to the Baal. Here the Gemara doesn't mean that. That was, I have in mind what the Rishonim said. So, the Rishonim say that the parchment has to belong to the Baal, because the Torah says Vinosa. So when the Rishonim mentioned the possibility of Vinosa, so it's an additional term. But apart from the Kitzeras HaKosel of Vinosan, because of Sefer HaMakne, but this has nothing to do with the Gemara says here, Elo Mishim Dechsi Vinosan, V'ochel Yoyu Gomide, so the Gemara here means something else, because many times it's not worth a put. The piece of paper is not worth a put. So the Mele, it doesn't come within the Halacha of Vinosan. Alright, so this itself we see, from this Gemara we see that Vinosan implies that the paper has to belong to the Baal, because if we are going to say, so the Rishonim mentioned the possibility of Vinosan from our Gemara, but the kasha of the Gemara here is not because many times the parchment doesn't belong to the Baal. But since the Torah says Vinosan, and the Vinosan implies that the parchment that is on which the get is written and is given to the Ishon has to belong to the Baal, so Mele, the Gemara assumed, Rachid said, that since the Baal has to own the parchment, so he has to have the shabbos of a putin. So it's true that this Gemara says, in effect, that the get has to be written on the parchment tied to which is vested in the Baal, because the Torah says Vinosa. But this is an additional reason. Apart from the time of Vinosa, the parchment has to belong to the Baal because of Sefer HaMakne. But there is a special halacha that the parchment has to belong to the Baal because of Vinosa. So, but the Gemara here is not asking, because many times the parchment belongs to the Isha. But the Gemara is asking, people are saying, since Vinosan implies that the parchment has to belong to the Baal, and many times the piece of paper is worth, let's say, having put it, so mainly it's not considered that it belongs to the Baal. Because if the Baal has ownership in less than a pute, it's not considered that he has real ownership. But this Gemara says that the parchment, the paper, has to belong to the Baal because of this. So that is true. But the kasha of the Gemara is not that many times the parchment belongs to the Isha. Because the kasha of the Gemara is that many times the piece of paper is worth much less than a pute. And since Vinosa implies that the paper has to belong to the Baal, so mainly it has to have the value of a pute. So the Gemara says, Gochel Yoyu Gomide. So the Gemara says, Lumen Nisinas Geti. Vinosa implies that the parchment, the paper has to belong to the Baal, but that doesn't mean that he has to own a Shabyes of a putter in it. Teda, the Shon Kumitam, Kosova Seramo in this question. Alright, now. Vinosa Pamisile, she shall be putter, Bola Shon Zayi, she shall be putter. She shall be putter. Alright, now. Yes.
It seems the way some Rishonim explain when the Gemara explain Akumi after Rabbana means not only the Susa, it means the Klav. That's how they learn the Gemara.
Well, then there is a Machlis Lashem on that. The Rosh says no. I'm going to discuss that. The Rosh says that the Sefer has to be Makne, the Klav, to the Baal, before it's written. So he has to be Makne, the Klav, to the Baal. Now let's see the Tur, what the Tur says. So this Gemara says that the painter has to walk to the Baal because of the Nosa. But the kasha of the Gemara is not that many times the painter doesn't belong. Then the Gemara doesn't discuss. Because the kasha of the Gemara is many times the painter is worth less than the putter. And since the painter has to be owned by the Baal, so the Machlokes assumed maybe he has to have a Shabyes of a putter. So Rabbi says, no. Nisimen Kuf Kof. So the Torah says as follows. Tzorech shechivenu habam, dechzivi kosak bo, oi shmuche mitzivuye, dechbi, vachim shmuche kosfe, tzorech shehen nishal habam, לכך צורך שהספר ייתן הקלף ויגיע לבעל במתונה קדם פסילה והבעל ייתן סחורת ומתכונס הגונס תקנו חכומים שהוא ייתן לו תקנה שכר של הספר ותקנהו לבעל. Now the washing of their tour is ותקנהו לבעל that she should be makne the zoos that she gives the sefer she should be makne lebal but the preacher says, "Lav davke shetzchicho la'aknis le'ev." Not that the Rosh and the Torah mean that she has to explicitly transfer title in the Zeus to the Baal before she gives it to the city. But he means "Lav davke shetzchicho la'aknis le'ev." And the Kelima, the Harikim le'aknis le'ev. Because through a hefker bezni, alright. So he says, the Rosh, they say that the sefer has to be transferred, title in the klav and in the diori to the Baal. Bimatone kinyin ksiv. Now, so he says, why? Because the Torah says vinosan. And vinosan implies, as we see from this Gemara, the title in the parchment has to be vested in the Baal. So the Mele, the Sefer has parchment. So who has title in that parchment? He has. So the Mele, before the Ksive, so he has to be makne, title in the parchment to the Baal. Now the Roshan of the Torah is, Likach Tzorech Sha'asefer, Yitein HaKlav VeHadyei Baal Vimatone Kedimsi. In other words, that he has to be Makne before the Ksivi. Now, suppose before the Ksivi was not Makne, but after the Ksivi was Makne, so will the get be good or not? So most of the Shem say that the get will be good, because since the requirement that the paper on which the get is written should belong to the Baal is implicit in the possibility of Nosan. So the Torah is only makpid that Bishas Nisine, the parchment, should belong to the Baal. But the Torah is not makpid that Bishas Ksive should belong to the Baal. Except the Bish Yosef himself and the Marshal, they are here. And they say that with the Raisei, it's required that the parchment should belong to the Baal, not only Bishas Nisine, but even Bishas Ksive. Now the Roshan of the Torah is like Bish Yosef. Because he says, Likach Tzorech Sha'asefer, Yitein HaKlav V'Hadyei Libal B'Matone Kedim Ksiv. Why did he say kibbutzim? If the shita of the Torah had been, as most Rishonim said, that we know some only implies that the Baal should have typed in the parchment at the time of the Sinai, but it doesn't imply that the Baal should have typed in the parchment at the time of the Ksire, at all we don't learn it out from the Kosav. From the Kosav we learn out that the Baal is the one who has to affect the Ksire. So in the Mele, how does he affect the Ksire? By telling the Sefer to write, and the Sefer doesn't write without a fee. So in the Mele, the Kosav implies that the Baal has to pay for the services of the Sefer. But the Kosav doesn't imply that the title in the parchment should be vested in the Baal. That is implicit in the Pasuk of the Nosav. So in the Mele, since it's implicit in the Pasuk of the Nosav, so like most Rishonim say, so even if at the time of the Ksive the Baal didn't have title in the parchment, but after that the Sefer transferred title in the parchment to the Baal, so by the time of the Nesine the Baal is title in the parchment, so it's alright. The loshin of the Torah is Kelim Ksive. So there are a number of Nesi Kelim who say that this, the two only mentions as the same there. Of course, I have all the same agree that in the same there of being there, so the same there should be marked in the parchment to the Baal prior to the Sefer, because of the Choshe. If he will not be marked prior to the Sefer, maybe he'll promise to be marked after the Sefer. But the Ebbe, some may scale say the tool be made there, that he could get his kosher. As long as title in the parchment was transferred to the Baal by the Sefer prior to the Sefer. But the Bais Yosef and the Mashal say no, that Midrash said get will be kosher. Alright, okay. So he says that the tool, the kach tovir shasim ve yitin akvava yin baal matone kilim sile ve abal yitin schor umfitakon es agules תקנה חכמים שהוליש אותי תקנה השכר של הסנטריה ותקנה ילדם ותקנה ילדם. נעבור עושים שוכנו וסביעים סיבן כותחו הגי צורך שבן הבאו ישבוכת ואף משלו בקיסווי, צורך שהגיע, ששמי המשל הבא, לקח נוער, כשהבאו מוצו, שניסו יעשה את הכלל והדין, ויש אין לה הקומץ, ושוח בו יקסיבה, ומתו לקיד עם קסיבה, והבאו ניסו סחור, ולתקון את הקומץ, תיק נחכונו, שאולי 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 The Omer HaShulchan discusses the question, this requirement that is mentioned in the Torah and by the Mechaber, that the Baal, the Sefer, has to be makne the parchment, has to be makne the parchment to the Baal. Does that apply only to a case where the Baal pays the Sefer's fee? But it does not apply to the case where the Yishe pays the Sefer's fee. So that's one Loshon in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says that when the Rishonim require, in the first Loshon, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that when the Rishonim require that the Sefer has to be makne, the parchment to the Baal, that is, the Baal pays the Sefer's fee. So then there is no takanas chachamim of hefker in hefker. So then it is necessary that the Sefer should be makne title in the parchment to the Baal. Because otherwise, it will not be written, it will not be delivered, and in his parchment. Alright. Masha'im kei, if the Yishe pays the Sefer's fee, so then there is a special takonis chachomim of Efka Bez Nefka. So the chachomim were makne to the Baal. So then the same takonis chachomim implies that that the Baal acquires title in the parchment too, because when the Isha pays, the same fellow says Zeus. So she doesn't pay only for services. She pays for everything. After all, the Sefer has expenses. He has to buy the parchment. He doesn't create it out of nothing. So he pays for the parchment. So the Melech, when the Isha pays the Sefer, the Zeus, so she pays not only for the services of the Sefer, for his work. She pays the Zeus for the work, for the parchment, for the ink, for everything. And since the Chachamim or Misakim Hefker Bez Nefker, so Mele, this Zeus is in payment, not only for the services, but it's also for the parchment. So the Takores Chachamim implies, that the Baal acquires title in the parchment as a result of the Zeus that the Isha gives the same. So the Or HaShulchan says, when it was the Tur and the Mechaba say that it's imperative that the Sefer should be makne, the parchment to the Baal, only in the case where the Baal pays the Sefer's fee. So then the Chachomim won't have misakin anything in such a situation. So then yes, the makne. But if the Isha pays, so in this situation when the Isha pays the Sefer's fee, the Zeus. So then, the Chachomim or Misakim Efkebez Nefkeah, so the Chachomim included in the Takone that the Baal should get title in the parchment also. The Baal should get title in the parchment also. This is what the Or HaShulchan says. But then the Or HaShulchan says that no one of the Nesikim mentions that. In other words, that when does the Torah and the Chabad require that the Sefer should explicitly transfer title in the parchment to the Baal only when the Baal pays the fee of the Sefer. But if the Isha pays the fee of the Sefer, so then the Chachomim in the Takone already were misakin that he should get out. No one mentioned that. So it's mashma that they hold, that the Rishonim hold, that the Takonis Chachomim only applies to the services. It doesn't apply, the Chachomim did not apply the Takonis of Hefker Bez Nefker regarding the parchment. They only stipulated, the Chachomim only stipulated that the Isha, because Midrash said, since the Torah says, because of, so the Baal has to pay for the services of the Sefer. As a matter of fact, the Shmuel says, suppose the Sefer wants to do it free of charge. So he discusses that question, how it's breaking, and the Shmuel, they discuss that question, whether it's all right. So then they come to the conclusion it is all right. Why? Because Mechila is like Peroi. So they have to resolve to the Halacha that Mechila is like Peroi. But without this aloha, that Mechila is like Peroim, so then the get would get me the raise if the Sefer didn't get paid on it. If the Sefer did it gratuitously. So it would be get, it could get me the raise. Why? Because the Torah says because of. And because of means that the Baal has to affect Exile. Well, how do you affect Exile? Normally, you tell the Sefer, you engage a sleeper to write, and normally you have to pay him a fee. So the Mele, that is implicit in the Kosa, that he has to pay a fee. So the Mele, we should say, if he doesn't get paid, the get is what we're going to say. So the Chalitza Chayke, she will say, no, there is a loche, that Mechil is like your oil. So that means if he's Meiko, it's considered as if he received the fee. He was Meiko. As if he received the fee. So, in other words, so this whole halach, so the whole Hefker Bez Nefker only applies to the Gzeras HaKosov or the Kosa, that the Baal has to pay for the services of the Sefer. So, from the Mor Misakein, that even the Isha pays, it's considered as in the Baal. And you see, Rashi says, Aknui Akhtele Rabbonon, Ha'u Zuzem Ibido, Ve'have Kiman Niyoyim Le'iyu, the Hefker Bez Noyoel. So in other words, what the Chachomim did, they said that this Zeus that the Yishe gives the Sefer belongs to the Baal. How does it belong to the Baal? The Baal didn't make a kinyan. Efka was an Efka. The Chachomim gave it away. Tetzus that is given by Yishe to the Baal belongs to the Baal. At the time it is given, it is considered that it was given by the Baal. So Mele, according to Rashi, that the Chachomim were makle the Suz itself to the Baal. So Mele, he couldn't say that when the Yishe pays the Suz to the Sefer, then the Sefer does not have to be makle title in the parchment to the Baal. But when the Baal pays the Suz to the Sefer, as he's supposed to with Reinze, then the Sefer has to be makle. Because Monefshech, if in the case where the Baal pays the fee, the Zeus, to the Sefer has to be makle. So the Mele, why shouldn't the Sefer be makle when the Yishe pays him? So what does the Hashulchan say? Because that was the Chorus Chachamim, that for the Zeus, that the Yishe gives the Sefer, so the Baal should get title in the parchment. But Rashi says that the Zeus itself, the Chachomim, gave way to the Baal. So mainly, that means every time that the Yishe gives the Zeus the Sefer, I believe it's considered that the Baal gave. Because that is not important who physically delivers the Zeus to the Sefer. Whether the Baal physically delivers the Zeus to the Sefer or the Yishe. The important thing is whose Zeus it is. And according to Rashi, so as a result of the Takone of Efkebes Nehefkia, so every time the Yishe gives the Zeus to the Sefer, in effect, whose Zeus is the Yishe giving? The Baal Zeus. But she makes the physical delivery. It can be given even by anybody. It can be given even by an animal too. I mean, it can be even given by a dog. I mean, the Zeus to the Sefer, there is no aloha of this in it. So in many ways, it's impossible to say what the Hashulchan says, that the tool only applies this aloche, that the Sefer has to be makne, has to be makne the parchment, the paper, to the Baal only in case where the Baal pays the Zeus, but where the Yishe pays the Zeus, so then it's part and parcel of that Hefkebez Nefke, that Akone was, that he should get title in the parchment also. Because according to Rashi, so the Hefkebez Nefke was not that the Yishe has to give the Zeus instead of the Baal. That the same Zeus that the Yishe gives to the Sefer, so in effect, it's the Baal Zeus. The Baal has to acquire title. Title in the Zeus before the Yishe gives it. So the Mele, you couldn't distinguish the case where the Baal gives the Zeus from the case where the Yishe gives the Zeus. And Monefshah, even the case where the Baal gives the Zeus, so the transfer of the parchment by the Sefer to the Baal has to be made. So in the case where the Yishe gives the Zeus, so in the final analysis, is the Baal gives the Zeus according to Rashi. So there too, he must make a knoye of the parchment to the Baal. I mean, so it's muhach from this Rashi. It's muhach. Now let's see what the answer is here. Why do we say Yomo? Out of respect to Rachizde, so he didn't want to say, you know, so then it will sound that he's arguing with Rafis there, so we use that washing there. Alright. Woche before the Ferik, the Poshe. The Shadu Rabun Aish, whom the Amrilon High Time is Sage, will be soon in Kite, Shmamino, Shem Zorich, Shem Nabao, Mitrio, Haklaf Michelay, Vati, Vakumes, Mushikosu, Mikhabudin, Kunikit. Oh, so you see, he's not saying right there. He's not saying like the Rosh. The Rosh is the tool saying that the same fair has to explicitly transfer title in the parchment to the Baal. Elo, the Ha'u Zuzin, the Akhil Rabon, Kede HaSefer, HaKlav, Vizeichel Nibal, the Havale Kishuche, Vizeichel. Abel Maklav Mishalei, now I know this Rosh in the Ram is very misleading, because on the surface it appears that the Ram is saying what Or HaShulchan says, but he's not saying what Or HaShulchan says. Because you see, he says, first of all, he's Chelek HaRosh. The Rosh says that under all circumstances, the Sefer has to transfer title in the parchment to the Ram, under all circumstances. He says no, not as Mitzvah Mechabudin wrote with Kunigit. Who are the Mitzvah Mechabudin? It's the Rosh. Elo ba'al Zuzi da'akna rabon omen kene ha-sefer ha-klav v'zeichel li-ba'al y'havel ki-shluche v'zeichel. So what the Ram means is this. He's not saying the same thing that part and parcel of the Takones Chachomim was that the Ba'al has title in the acquires title in the Chachmah. That this is not what the Ram means. But the Ram says this. One thing is clear, that when somebody gives a fee, gives its use to the Sefer, so then it is given for everything. It's given for the service, it's given for the parchment. After all, he only gets that one use. He doesn't have two Hashbeinis. He charges a certain fee. And that fee includes everything. It includes the charge for the services, and it includes the charge for the expenses, because he has to pay. So that goes without saying that the Zuz pays for everything. This for the services, and this for the cloud, for the doing, for everything. But some Mimela he says, Elobalu Zuz et Achna Rabbonon. Now, the Ram agrees with Rashi, not with this, the Or HaShulchan. The Ram agrees with Rashi. What does Rashi say? That the Hefker doesn't have care implied only that the Zuz and the Yishe ultimately gives to the same fair, then Zuz belongs to the Baal. Before it is given to the same fair, who becomes the owner of that Zuz? The Baal. Now, and that Zuz is given to the same fair for everything, for the services, and for the jewelry and the parchment and everything. So in Melee he says, the Ram says, it doesn't make any difference whether the Yishe gives the Zuz or the Baal gives the Zuz, because the net result is the same. How does Rashi explain that Hefker doesn't have care, that the Zuz that the Yishe gives to the same there, so is given away by the Chachomim to the Baal? So it doesn't make any difference who gives the Zuz. In final analysis, the Baal always gives this, even if the Yishe gives. So it's the Baal because of Hefker and Hefker. And that Zuz is given to the Sefer for everything. It's given not only for the services, it's given for the parchment too. Now, so the Sefer gets the Zuz, whether he gets the Zuz from the Baal or he gets it from Yishe. In final analysis, he always gets it from the Baal because of the Hefker and Hefker. And then he goes to his store and he buys parchment. He buys parchment, and the Sefer is satisfied. So the Melech, when he buys the parchment, in view of the fact that he is getting paid for the parchment by the Baal, the Ishon, in final analysis, he is getting paid al-Kadim by the Baal. So the Melech, when he buys the parchment, and he makes a Mishicha in the parchment, he goes to a store that sells parchments, and he makes a Mishicha Abboye in the parchment. So he makes the Hagoya on behalf of whom? He makes the Hagoya for whom does he buy the parchment? For the Baal. And he got paid. So mainly he makes a kinyanat boye at the time when he makes a kinyanat boye in the parchment, in the store, in the parchment store, in the paper store. So he makes the kinyanat boye on behalf of the Baal. So it's all about the Shalim Kolo. So mainly the Baal acquires title in the parchment. So it's not that around. The parchment and the yay to the Baal, so it applies to all situations. It applies to a situation where the Isha gives the Zeus to the Seifer, and it applies to a situation where the Baal gives the Zeus. Oh, but he says something else. In view of the fact that the Baal always gives his Zeus, and with that Zeus he pays for the parchment too. So mainly when the Seifer buys the parchment in the store, he makes the king not going in the parchment and having the Baal. So Shul Shon Kevay say, so why does he have to be marked explicitly? This is what he said. So, Aber bei uns ist das Rabbonen, keiner sieht, wie er wie sich ein Bau, der andere Geschluche, wie sich ein Bau, aber in der Grafische Bau. So, in other words, so, the Rosh requires that the Bau, that the Sefer should always be marked with the parchment to the Bau, even in the Sefer. But this parchment deliberately for this bar. So even in such a case, according to Rosh, he has to be marking the parchment to the bar. Mashem Kidarami says that in the case where the Sefer had to buy the parchment, especially for this get, so then he doesn't have to spell out that he's marking the bow. Because at the time when he bought it for the bow. So at that time he made a king and the parchment of the bow. So Shmuel Rishon Gemeis. Now we discuss this in other case. Suppose the Sefer has in reserve thousands and thousands of pieces of paper. He doesn't want to, every time he has to write the get, to go to the storekeeper and buy a piece of paper to write the get. He has it ready. It's stored in his room, the paper. So he bought it, let's say, 5 years ago. Enough paper to write Kittel for 5 years. Now the Baal comes to the Sefer, he gives him his zuz, and he says to him, I want you to write again. Of course, that zuz, he pays for everything, for the services and for the parchment. But the Sefer is not going to the storekeeper to buy a piece of parchment. For that get, he has that paper. So in such a case, he mentions in there that he has to be marked a piece of paper to the bar. Oh, he says, Abel Naklaf Yisholei, Yishekosu, Sheetzomir, Sheetz, Yiske Beyad Baal, Yishluchi, Sheenasif, Zichli, Bamesh Yisholei. So, in other words, he certainly is chilka Rosh. The Rosh means that in all situations, even in the case where the Sefer goes to the storekeeper and deliberately buys a piece of parchment, a piece of paper, to write this particular get, after the Baal had given him already the zuz, or he had given him already the zuz, so the Rosh says, even in that case, he has to be marked with the Baal. He has to be marked with the Baal. We do not say that at the time when he buys it on behalf of the Baal, at that time, he is the shliach for the Baal. So then the Rosh rejects. And in the case where the Sefer buys a piece of paper, a piece of parchment, especially for this get, then it's not necessary for the Sefer to be marked. And he mentions the Shite, but suppose the Sefer already has enough paper in his room, in his office, so, to write the get. And then the Baal comes to him and he tells him to write the get. So then there is a Shite, so he's shaming that in that kind of a case, he has to be marked to this, to the Baal, the parchment. Because otherwise, you cannot say, he makes a king on behalf of the Baal, the makhdeh, the nesim, can never be make a king on behalf of the king. In other words, if Reuven wants to give Levi matone, so he has to tell Shimon to make a king, to be zeche for Levi. But he himself cannot make a king and be zeche. And we say chepoi. So here it is. Yeshi kosu shetzor shistmi abbao mishluchem. She nasi kaze yechlei. Vam yeshi shoei. Vachloch epor shab rech yochli mesulim yoli kon yikite do bai yikite de baal yu. Yibizu ze dak nilos. Zei me kon yu baal. Vizocho. Umi u yi machkwach shu asim. Vel tzor shistmi abbao mishluchem. Ala chere min dino. Yasam nishem yu say that even in that case it's not necessary. That he should be makhle the kraf to the Sefer. Aber achim nimi, shei tzorech, di mei tzei domi, shei nisenes li Sefer, akne rabonon, li bal, bein klav, bein tjoi, bein tirchei, vi amore shal Sefer. So what's the machle kis Hashem? Now, the question arises, the first, not the achim nimi, the first question says, that if the Sefer has all the paper, stored in his office for many years already, so then he has to be marked with a paper to the Baal. Otherwise, the get will not be good. And then the Achrim say, no, the Beis Yidonishim says the Sefer, after Rabbanit Baal, Bein Klal, Bein Yoy. So, doesn't that indicate like the Ruach HaShulchan? But if he means what the Ruach HaShulchan says, so then the Achrim's view should apply only to the case where the Isha pays the Sefer's fee. But it shouldn't apply to a case where the Baal pays the Sefer's fee. And from the Rosh of the Ram, it's not mashma that this Achrim's view is limited to the case where the Isha pays the Sefer's fee. It's mashma Rashi's Roshim. It's mashma that in all circumstances, the Sefer does not have to be marked. So what's the pshat? So obviously, the Achrim is not the same thing that the Ruach HaShulchan at first is saying. Then the Ruach HaShulchan himself says that he's been marking his das, because no one of the poskim mentions that distinction. And it's not mashma that the Achrim limit themselves to a case where the Yishe pays the sins. But now, why does the first Roshim in the Ram say that where the parchment belonged to the Sefer before, where the parchment belonged to the Sefer before, so then the Sefer has to be marked the parchment to the Baal, because he cannot make a kinyan on behalf of the Baal. Somebody else has to make a kinyan. The Mason himself cannot make Bizeche for the Mekah. He has to be Zakeh to somebody else. But the question is, why shouldn't the Baal, why apply the parchment by virtue of the fact that the Baal gave him a zuz, the Sefer, and the zuz was in payment not only for the services, it was in payment for the parchment too. And Moises kenes vatelo. Moises kenes vatelo. Oh, so the answer is true. Moises kenes vatelo. But the Chachomim are misaking, because Shom Neimolei Yisrael Vuchitecho Baal Yeh, that Moses is not Kenes, that he can be Chesed, but he has to be Mikabel and Mishibar, until he makes him Mishich. So that's the reason as to why the first Yishayim, the first Loshim, the Ram says, that if the paper belongs to the Sefer from before, so then the Sefer has to be Makneh, has to be marked the parchment to the Baal and give it to the Baal, let the Baal make out Goya in the parchment, and then the Baal should give back the parchment to the Sefer, and the Sefer what? But why couldn't he acquire title by virtue of the fact that he already gave his Zeus to the Sefer, and that Zeus covered not only the services, it covered the parchment too? The answer is because the Chachomim are misaken that Moses is not king. Now, there is a machlekes between the Ramban, there is a machlekes in Bonitzie, in Azor, between the Ramban and the Balamek. Neither I say so, but they always Moises. But the Chachomim are misaki, so neither I say, if someone paid for a piece of merchandise, and then he wants to be Chazir, even though the Likeach did not make any Mishicha, let's say, the Chameir, or the Sheir, he cannot be Chazir. It's too bad, he cannot be Chazir. Because of Shema Yimele Yisroel Betecho Ba'aliyeh, let's say in case Reuven sold a bushel of wheat to Shimon, and Shimon paid for a bushel of wheat, and then there will be a sreife in the Aliyeh of Reuven, if Moses would be Kene, so he wouldn't try to save it from the fire, because it already belongs to the Keach. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaken that the Likeach can be Chazir as long as he didn't make any Mishicha, as he did not make Mishicha. So that Hakol is Chachomim. So the Baal HaMoya says that Hakol is Chachomim was only that if it's not some Moyes, lo Moshach, so the Likeach can be Chazir. But he has to be Mikamu Mishicha. He can be Chazir. But suppose he's not Chazir, then title becomes vested in the Likeach as of the moment the Moyes were given. Not as of, suppose Reuven sells a bushel of wheat to Shimon on Sunday morning, and Shimon pays the price for the bushel of wheat on Sunday morning. But then he picks up the bushel of wheat, Shimon, on Thursday. So the question is, when does Shimon become the owner of the bushel of wheat? On Thursday, when he makes the Mshiach Achboye in the bushel of wheat? Or he is the owner as of Sunday? So the Rabboya says, since Shimon was not Chayzeya, so Memele, he acquires title as of Sunday, when he gave the Mois. The Chachomim were only misakirim that it could be Chayzeya. But if it's not Chayzeya, then the kingdom takes effect for the Mois. And suppose it will be Kadesh and Nishon, with that bushel of wheat between Sunday and Thursday, shall be Kadeshes. The Rambam and Yochameh in Sinazor is Chayzeya. So in other words, so that's the machlekin between the Baal Moya and the Rambam. True that with the Rabbono, he can be Chayzeya if not the Mois or the Moshach, but suppose he's not Chayzeya. So the Baal Moya says, then he acquires title for the Mois. And the Rambam says, now, so it is obvious that the Yeshe Kosu, Shetzolich, Aaron, Naklav, Mushalei, Yeshe Kosu, Shetzolich, Shevitzki, Abal, Mushluchei, that this Yeshe Kosu agrees with the Shite of the Rambam and Chamis in Azor, not with the Shite of the Baal Moya. Because according to the Baal Moya Shite, since no one is Chazer here, so the Melech and the Baal paid the same for the Zeus, not only for the services, but for the parchment too, so it's not for the Mois. Loi Moshe. But there is no Chazore. According to Lamoya, he should acquire title in the parchment at the time that he gave him the Zeus. And still he says that if the cloud belonged to the Sefer from before, it's not that he went to his store and he bought it deliberately for the Baal. So then he has to be Makne. So it's a Raya Bure that this Yeshe Kosu agree with the Shita of the Ramban Muhammad, not with the Shita of the Ramban. Not with the Shita of the Ramban. Now, so Achir Mimrim, Shein Mitzorich. So you could also say that Achirim could be explained either on the basis of the Shita of the Ramoyer, but it's not Mashma. That the Achirim agree with the Shita of the Ramoyer. Because the Achirim is a Roshim, our Achirim Imrim, Shein Mitzorich, the Beis of Domim, she is seriously said there, actually Rabbonon, with Baal, Ben Klav, Ben Yod, Ben Yod, Ben Tich of Amor. If the Achirim Shita had been based upon the Shita of the Ramoyer, that where there is no Chazorah, then Mois is Kekis. So why do they have to say the Beis Edomim should be seriously taken from the Rabbono? It's not because of the intervention of the Chachomim. It's because wherever there is no Chazore, then Mois is taken. Then we don't need Mishnah. And here there is no Chazore. So why does he mention after Rabbono? So the fact that he mentions after Rabbono tends to indicate that this is the same Shitet as the Or HaShulchan. But if he means the same Shitet as Or HaShulchan, then he should limit it only to the case where the Isha pays the safest fee. And usually the Baal pays, in spite of the Takonis Abonis. And it's much that applies to all situations. Now, the Mishnah in Chum, the Mishnah in Chum, in Peri Kesil is made, I think it's a base, a gimel. So the Mishnah in Chum says, "Bidalet pokim by Bishonah." So he's scaling without Mishnah. In other words, Dalet pokim Bishonah. That means, let's say, Erev Kippur and Erev Pesach and Erev Shavuos. So when many Jews buy behemoths because they need it for the Sukkos Yomtev and Erev Kippur because of the Sude of Erev Kippur. So mele there the Chachomim were meikim adiraisi. Like this, Dvar Teiro is Mois case. But the Chachomim were misakim because Kedishon Yemalei, Nischu Yuchu Techo Baal Rie, the Chachomim said that he can be Chayzer. Can be Chayzer. So in this case where he can be Chayzer, there is a Machlekeh between Baal Moyer and Rambam. Suppose he's not Chayzer. So Baal Moyer says, then he's came with the Mois, and Rambam says, even if he's not Chazeya, so he's only came in as of the Mashiach El Dabo. But, B'dalim Prokim B'shonah, the Chachonim were Mikim Adereise, that Mashiach is not required, and that he's came with Mois. That's a Mishnah Yechom. Perek We are both talking Bishono Hemidu Gibraim al Dintero. Biboso. That's in Mishnah Chul. Perikis is made that beginning. Biboso, the show, Om Kulom Mitzrichim Biboso. Vinen, Erev Yom Tiv Achim Shul Chag, Erev Yom Tiv Adishu Shul Pesach, Erev Atzeres, Erev Beshashono, Kitzah, Hoyo Mitaboch, Sheir, Afim Shom Lomeir Dinri, Lirok Avin Arachot Narkiya, Kedit Dibikun Biboso Kshishchei, Viroi Niskatsu, Kovri Asher, Yoch Lazer. Here cannot be the case. In these Dalit Pokim Hashon. Because Midr Aisa Batir Moiske, Rachon Misaki, he should be able to raise there. But in these Dalit Pokim Hashon, vis-a-vis Boston, not vis-a-vis, let's say, suppose, Erev Yom Tov, he sells in diamond, so then he can't raise it. It's only in the Dalit Boston. The Midr Dachir. So he cannot be raised. So it's the Midr Dibrem out of the table. So it seems that the Achirim Emri, the Achirim also in the Shite of the Ramban and Muhammad. The Ramban and Muhammad, still they say Shein Tzorech. Why? Because the Baal, the Isho, doesn't make any difference, because in final analysis, Al-Bidin it's always considered. That the Baal gives his rules, because that rules itself, even the Isho gives it, belongs to the Baal. So already they pay the money. So he mentions Akhir Rabban and the Baal. Being glad with the why was he mentioned Akhir Rabbanon? That is only Shaya from the Isha days. So that's a riot. In other words, just as the Chachom Momisaki Dalit Poki Bishono, Hemidu Divrei Malvin Teiro, that he doesn't require any Mishichad Boye, just Mois alone, if it comes to me to Mecca. So here too, it's like Dalit Poki Bishono in regard to Get. Because we see, so we mentioned the riot, we see that the Chachom were concerned that the Get should be affected, that the Gerashim should be affected without any hardship. We see that the Chachomim went so far to be misakim that even if the Baal hesitates to give the safer fee, that the Isha should be able to give, and it should be considered as if the Baal gave. Why did the Chachomim? Why were the Chachomim misakim? Because with the Takones Akunes, the Chachomim were interested in making the consummation of the get more convenient. So the melee, so when the Chachomim or Misake, that the Zeus that the Isha gives should belong to the Baal, so the Chachomim were also Misake at that time, that just as in Dalit Pokim Mishono, it is not necessary to resort to Mishikh and Darboye and the middle divrei al Dintero, so in regard to acquiring type in the parchment, that this takone of Nisku of Betechov Aliyah should apply. So the melee, Stechai, how do we know that the Chachomim were concerned? So the Rai is, the fact that the Chachomim went so far to be misake, that the Zeus that the Isha gives should belong to the Baal. Why? In order to prevent Agunes. So the melee, they were also misake, that when the Baal pays for the parchment, so he should acquire title, even though no Mishicha and Agoy was made. So this one says, our Achirim Emri, Shein Tzorech, the Beis and Dovim, Shein Tzorech, Shein Tzorech, Shein Tzorech, Akhir Rabon Lebal, Bein Kuhab, Bein Yei, Bein Tichel, Amor, Shein Tzorech. O Mekom Okein, Kishi Atzlo, Kishi Tzorech, Ito, Bechi Hom, Bein Tichel, Amor, Bein Yei. Now, you see the Ramban in the Chidushim. So now, Gemore, he says that the Sefer does not have to be matched with the Baal in any situation, except in the situation where the Isha itself writes the get on her own parchment. So then she has to explicitly be makne, type in the parchment of Baal. That's a raya from the Gemara and the second omen. And the same daft or from the place. But the Gemara raises the question whether Isha died to makne or ain't died to makne. So the Ramban says the same thing. Like the Achir, but the Ramban himself, you know, Hamis, Nazov, you know, Mitzie, he says that even if there is no Chazore, so the Rikeach only acquires title in the Sheir, the Chameir, the Talkalim, after he makes him Shicha Aboye. But here he says that the Sefer doesn't have to be Makne. to the Baal, because the Baal acquires title in the parchment by virtue of the zoos that the Baal gives, and even in the Ichi gives, so it's also considered as if the Baal did. So Ramois is killing with Mois, but the Ramban Shite is contrary to the Shite of Balamoya. The answer is the Ramban means the same Shite that he did. In other words, here it's like Dalit potting shop. And the reality is that the Chachamim were concerned for, on behalf of the Isha. So Meir, just as they were misakin, that the zoos that the Isha gives should belong to the Baal, they were also misakin, that the get, the title in the get, should be transferred to the Baal on the basis of the dominion given by the Baal, without Isha.
Shir Ayin Beis and Kitten Yud Beis Siman Hei Tov Shin Lamed Tes, June 7, 1979, on Thursday.
Shol Chum Itam Kosve Al Yisura Adon Yekosha. Now this Omar Amash Aranana Adon Yekosha. Now all the Shal Zayis not Yisura Anoy, but Yisura Anoy has learned into Shabbos. You can't have an oil from it, so it doesn't have any shadows of the food. So that's the similarity between the Surah Noye and the Olish Ozaias. Olish Ozaias is also a worthless thing, and still it's kosher. So it's a riot that even if it doesn't have shadows of mummy, real shadows of mummy, it's still kosher. So the Gemara says, no, the only shadow of Olish Ozaias, the chosen is the roof. So it is more sharpies than Isur Anoye. But Isur Anoye is not in Chosen Mr. Rufe, so the male, it's a koya of Momin altogether. I could say that. The Chosen Mr. Rufe, Ha'ole Shazayis, Shemeshove Klut, the Chosen Mr. Rufe, if all in Harv and Mishkipale, or in Machal Behim, the Avon Gav, the Shove Klutin, Avon Isur Anoye, look. So, but Yisur HaNoye does not have any Shabbos, even less than all the Shazayt. So, come ask you all that even though he doesn't have any Shabbos of Momen, still it is kosher. Alright. Tanya Rebbe in the Kosva Yisur HaNoye kosher. No, Katrei Vidosha Mishmi the Rebbe Loi Kosu. Mishmi the Rabbin Vikosu. So Rashi explains that since he persevered so much in making it accepted, so it's a riot that he was convinced that the halacha is like that. If he had any doubt in his mind, maybe the halacha is not like that, he wouldn't have gone to such extremes in persevering that this halacha should be accepted by everyone. Now, the question arises, why is Kosva Yisur HaNoye kosher? Now, it is before said, I mean, that Yisur HaNoye is natural, even though it's Machlokes HaShenim. But there are some HaShenim who say that Yisur HaNoye is natural. Now, and we just learned the word before, in other words, that it has to be makne. The hocher loyim go. The hocher loyim go nide because it's the piece of paper is worth less than the printer. So in other words, so we see that there is a loche that it has to belong to the bar. The get, the parchment, the paper, the thing on which the get is written, has to belong to the bar. But it's a loye, it's a koye of virus. It's not shalei. So why is it kosher? Why is it? As whether Yisur HaNoye is Shaloy or Yisur HaNoye is not Shaloy is not in the Lopashim, actually there is a machlokes Rishonim as to whether Isur Anoyi is Shaloi or Isur Anoyi is natural. The Shita of the Rashba, the Shita of the Rashba is that Isur Anoyi is natural. But the Rashba himself in the Chuvas, the Rashba himself in the Chuvas says, he mentions Yerushalmi Yishuv, and he passes like that this whole halacha that Kosher Asuanui is kosher, get only applies to a get that was written on Suranui the Rabbah. But if the get was written on Suranui the Raise, so then it is possible. Why? Because if it's Suranui the Raise, then it's a koyo bias. I mean, this is how the Rashba has to be explained. So it's moved on bias. So it's not the owner of the paper. So the mailer, the get is possible because there's simply no sound. He has to be the buyer. He has to be the buyer of the paper of the parchment. Now the Rashba is in Simen Tov Reish Gimel. Chilek Aleph Tov Reish Gimel. So first it discusses the question whether Ishtabushi that was written on Surah is Koshana. Gimora says the get that was written on Surah is Koshana. How about Ishtabushi that was written on Surah? So then at first it says literally the Kodeshis. The Akanuan began, she posted the Surah Noi in Koreshis. He listened to Nanibi Tiyone, who Makshina Bayonzi. That it is Mikoreshes, because since get is Mikoreshes, so Bushi is Maksha Vayotzi. And then he mentions the Raya from Gimora Gittin, Gimora said, Mishlitsha Kvorim Shom Gittin Oshin Shom Avodi, Vachina Misuleke, Vasikne Dechitra Kvorim Nutsen Asa Mikushi, Nutsen Asa Mikushi Moi Katon. So we may say that Vayotushi, that by Yidushi, Kosra Yisur Anoi, is kosher, so then that price that mentioned Yishleishet Bori, showing that Yishleishet Bori, should mention Shtatushi also, I'm sorry, should mention, I mean, Shtashicho Yisur Anoi, Yishleishet Bori, showing that Yishleishet Bori, why doesn't the price mention it for a fourth thing that is showing it must have that just that get and shtashicho is kosher asuranoi. If we are going to say that by shtabushi it's also kosher, so then mitzvah is bishmoi gatone. But if we are going to assume that by shtabushi it's possible, so it's mitzvah blessed bishmoi gatone. So why does the price mention only three things? It should mention four things. So it's a raya. That by Shtabushi it's also kosher. Kosher al Yisraeli. So in Mele, he doesn't mention Shtabushi because it's a Milzeh Nisabushi. We have shown it to him. He also reaches Yisubeke Voike or Lamekise and Maslisa, which Maslisi Yudua, Litanoi, our Maibu Litone, Maslisi Loi. There, the price only mentions those common character features of Getisho and Shabodi that are mentioned in the Mishnah. But this halacha that the get issue of Isur Anoi is kosher is not mentioned in the Mishnah. It's mentioned in the Braise. So things that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, just in the Braise, so this Braise doesn't mention among the common features of Gittinoshi Shabbat. Alright, so maybe it's not right. Then he mentions a Yerushalmi Mishnah. In the Tal of Mishnah Awachale, where the Yerushalmi equates get, there is a whole discussion in Yerushalmi in the Tal of Awachale, and then towards the end, the Yerushalmi equates Shtar Yidushi And yet, and Yom Shalpe says that if we say that the get our Israel is kosher, so Shtabush Israel is kosher. And if we say Shtabush Israel is kosher, so get our Israel is also kosher. It's also kosher. So since we do say get our Israel is kosher, so maybe it follows that the Shtabush Israel is also kosher. Then the Yom Shalpe says, then he mentions Yom Shalpe. Then he mentions the Yerushalmi. He says, Midurashes. So the Yerushalmi mentions, two mandolas. One mandoma says that Bein Get and Bein Lushi al Isur Anoi is kosher, and another mandoma says Bein Get, Bein Lushi al Isur Anoi is possible. So the Yerushalmi concludes, mandoma mikureshes mikudeshes that Isur Anoi is kosher, Bein Get, Bein Mishtar Lushi Isur Anoi in the prayer. That mandoma is reference to Isur Anoi in the Rabbono. Mandoma in mikureshes, Bein mikudeshes, has reference to Yisrael Adoyim to Matei. So the Gemara is the Yerushalmi as a Kashe, the Hikshu, the Yisrael in the Dreyem, the Kudeshes, Les Ador Tukya Lerameya, the Amkabi Shabbat, the Yudale, the Shei Shoi, so my God was on the Kum, the Shoi Shishis. So it is mentioned that if somebody is a Kabbish, a Misho, a Lacha Shoi Shishis, so when it's also a Vanoyim in the Rabbonah, so the Kedushi is no Kedushi. So the Mele, just as the Gabi in Kaddish, is surrounding the prayer. So if someone writes, it's a Mishtar that is surrounding the prayer, which is also impossible. So you shall give a Teretz, there is a distinction between Kedushi Kesev and Kedushi Shtar. When we say that by Kedushi, that even surrounding the prayer, which is in Kedushi, that is, if he gives the Yisurah Anoyim Rabbonon with Yiras Kesef, so the Mele he has to give her a Pute, and the Yisurah Anoyim, even though it's the Rabbonon, but you can't get a Pute for it, because who will buy it? I mean, anyone who observes the Torah, who will buy it? So in other words, you can only sell it on the black market, so that's not considered to have a Shabbos, because you cannot, no one is allowed to buy it. So maybe it doesn't tell the Shavyes of Kesef of Ipute. So even though it's Isuranoim Rabbonon, so it has Kesef, it's in English. Mashim came and Shtar. So then it doesn't have to have the word of Ipute. So even if it's Isuranoim Rabbonon, true, it doesn't tell the word of Ipute. But it's still Ipuneshes because there is no requirement that the paper on which the Shtar Pushin is written. So should have the words of the Pute. Masha'im came with this Ramoye the Ranse, then it is possible by Shtabushi and even by Get. Why? So the Rashba explains it. Because if it's just Ramoye the Ranse, then it's a Koyo virus. It's not just a question of Shabbos, whether it's worth $1,000 or it's worth less than $1,000. He has no virus. And here there is a Loche that it has to belong to him, the paper. Yisra'anoi is moved your bias. Masha'inke is Yisra'anoi in the Rabbonon. So, since Midrani says it's Mutabanoi, so it's not Midrani, it's not moved your bias. But, the Tzias, it doesn't have a Shabbos of the Pute. So, we take as Kesef, we cannot give it to her, in the Kaddisha. But with your Shtar, yes, because there is no requirement that the Shtar has to have a Shabbos of the moment of the Pute. This is, so he mentions all that from the ocean. Now, then he discusses the question as to whether our Gemara that says Stam, Gufe Shomchu Mitam, Kosva Lissura Anoye Koshi, as a matter of fact, Shomchu Mitam means from the Eretz Yisrael. From the Eretz Yisrael. But he doesn't distinguish between Lissura Anoye and Rabbonon and Lissura Anoye Geraise. Is our Gemara Chemikami Yerushalmi? In view of the fact that if he says say, oh, it's not him. So at first he says, he's supposed to assume the Rashba, that since we do find it in Yerushalmi, that only Kosovo Mishlan Rui, the Rabbonim used to get his kosher. But Kosovo Mishlan Rui, the Rai said, so the get is not kosher now. And the Babli does not explicitly say to the contrary, even though the Babli say, so maybe why should we say there is a machleket between your Shalom and Babli? So maybe we should pass by. We say, so this I say. The other guy, the stomach on the wall, I even show from the town, we hope we got to be able to say, but the hope for the inside of the British of Pero, we call the king, keep the pressure out of the head, to the new Pero Missouri Rabbonon, since the Yoshaume spells it out, that it only applies to the Israeli Rabbonon, not to the Kabasin, about that, before the Easter Kabasin stone. Then he says, oh, okay, so that's his own, this is how he's disposed to pass. That cause of Israeli is only kosher and Israeli government, but the Israeli rises up. Then he says, Unicomoki, Apiru Tinsolena, the Mori, Kitia, the Mori, the Nebarobe, we saw, because of the Mori, the Mori should be Israeli government, Mori should be the rights, the Mori is Apiru Hore, the Tabitushu Ashkechon, the Mori Hore. So he says, even he is this spokesperson that even by get, the right says so it's possible. But even if you are going to assume that in view of the fact that our memory says it, says stop, so our memory is going to show and maybe you pass that get his kosher and money, so the right say, is that Ishtar Dushin? There is no Gemore here that says that Ishtar Dushin, kosher and Israel is kosher. Our Gemore doesn't even discuss Dushin, nothing with the Rabbono. So, Chola Poches, even if you assume that get is kosher on the Surahid Raise, but Dushi certainly is kosher on the Surahid Raise. This is what he said, Shtab. But in Kom of Makim Tinsoema, the Gemorim Kliga at Gored in Narobe, because some of the Gemorim the Rishi, the Surahid Rabot Rishi, the Raise in the Reshes, after the Ochel, the Abbe Dushi, the Ash from the Gemorim. We love Hodi Yerushalme, the Hom of Mishtal, the Mea, the Mazalema, the Dushi, after the peace of the Brave in the Reshes. We should be boy and read this Ladoimene. But Yerushalme says that Shtal Dushna Misuranoi Rabon is kosher. But Eluch Aboy El Chedushe only Ligabe Misuranoi Rabon. But Ligabe Misuranoi Rai say when Yerushalme itself says that it's possible. And now the Gemara doesn't say anything to the contrary in regard to Dushin. So it's certainly possible. Shtal Dushin. Even if we assume that yet is kosher. Why? So that's why it's more efficient. Why should there be a distinction? Why should there be a distinction between Shtarutushin, between Shtarutushin and Get? On what basis is Shtarutushin and Yisrael Amoye certainly possible? Why? Because it's a royal bias. But by Get there is also a local bias. By Get there is also a local bias. So the Rashi means, no, if we say that our Gemara is Chilikan Yerushalmi, so then we have to say that even though according to Yerushalmi, Yisrael needs Mufkir Bailes, but our Gemara holds it's not Mufkir Bailes. There is much of a shame on that, whether Yisrael is Mufkir Bailes. There are a number of shame to say that Yisrael is not Mufkir Bailes. So remember, Sadar Ashba says, that he himself, his own shiddi is that our Gemara is not Chelkan Yerushalmi. So mainly we have to say that if according to our Gemara, Yisraeli Rais is possible. Why? Because it's book of virus and the paper has to go to the bar by Yisraeli Sachaya. But even if we say that our Gemara is Chelkan, so mainly we have to pass like our Gemara. So why is our Gemara Chelkan? Because then we'll have to say that it's a mathematic between Baal and Yerushalmi as to whether Yisraeli is book of virus or not. And according to our Gemara, Yisraeli is not moved on violence. Is not moved on violence. So, but in Shtabdushi, it would still be possible. Why? Because in Shtabdushi, if it is Sulamoy, then I say, so since there is no Gemara that says that it's kosher, and Yerushalmi says explicitly that it's possible, so then we'll have to say that by Shtabdushi, it has to have the Shabbos of Mom. And true, that the Sulamoy is not moved on violence, but the Shabbos of Mom is not there. So by Get, it doesn't have the Shabbos of Mom. But by Dushin, it has to have the Shabbos of Mom. Anyway, but the Rashba himself passes that that our Gemara is not Chiluk Kadino Shalme, we may get our Islam. Where the rice is possible because it's moved on rice. Now, how about that thing as to whether Ramoye is a boy of violence or not? So, the Rashba Shikin is that it's a boy of violence. And the Ramoye in Chesruhe, mentions this Rashba. In other words, that it is a boy of violence. So, in the way, we have to say, so that's strange. Since the Ramoye in Chesruhe mentions the Rashba, so he should make a boy when the Chaba passes, because the Israeli is kosher, so I'm not saying he got the Israeli Rabbono, I'm the Israeli Rabbono, I'm the Israeli Rabbono, I'm the Israeli Rabbono, all right, so that's it, that's enough. But the Rabbono in Cheshmure mentions the Rabbono, all right, now, but all the other Shem except the Rabbono, they hold that this Allah, of course, we get Kosri al-Sulamoy is kosher, applies into Israeli guys. As a matter of fact, Shulamoy doesn't even mention the Shem Israel. Simeku from Dalet, Kieche Kosri al-Sulamoy kosher. So, he doesn't distinguish between Isura Noye the Raise or Isura Noye the Rabbono. Isura Noye the Rabbono. He doesn't distinguish. Now, from the Ram in the Mizore, that the Ram Shitting is the general speaking,